On March 22, 2018, at around 2:13 p.m., JPD dispatch received a call reporting a male appeared to have stolen something from Fred Meyer, ran to a silver van, and then left the area. A routine check of the license plate revealed that the silver van had been reported stolen. About 11 minutes later, a JPD officer saw the vehicle driving outbound on Glacier Highway approaching Anka Street. The officer attempted to conduct a traffic stop on the vehicle on Jenkins Drive. The vehicle continued to drive and did not stop. The officer saw the vehicle turn onto Allen Court, where it eventually struck a snowbank. The driver got out of the vehicle and fled on foot into a wooded area, headed towards Glacier Highway. The officer relayed a description of the driver to other officers. An adult female was contacted getting out of the rear door on the passenger side of the vehicle. The patrol sergeant, detective sergeant, a detective, two additional patrol officers, and two state troopers responded to the area to assist the primary officer with the vehicle, passenger, and search for the driver. A detective spotted the suspect running on Montgomery Street. The suspect was observed continuing to run between houses in the area, traveling in the direction of Churchill Trailer Court. The patrol sergeant began a foot pursuit. The suspect jumped a fence that was about 6 feet tall. The sergeant followed, jumping over the same fence, and was able to deploy his taser. The taser struck the suspect, but did not stop him. At approximately 2:48 p.m., the suspect reached the area of Lund Street and was stopped and detained by a trooper sergeant and the JPD detective sergeant. The suspect was identified as 35-year-old Juneau resident Travis Johnson. Johnson was arrested for fail to stop at the direction of a peace officer, reckless endangerment DV, and an outstanding $50 State of Alaska bench warrant charging failure to appear for arraignment on original charge of misconduct involving a controlled substance in the fourth degree. Johnson was transported to and lodged at the Lemon Creek Correctional Center. The van was impounded, and the theft of the van is under active investigation.